Welcome to Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B, where life meets destiny, transforming dreams into reality. A place to discuss life and living it as it relates to our overall physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Let's get into it.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Making Life Happen with your girl, Trainer B. I'm your host, Veronica Burnett Hunter, Master Trainer and Motivational Extraordinaire. If this is your first time joining, I would like to welcome you. I hope that you will find this episode and experience extremely educational and beneficial to growing forward. If you are a returning listener, thank you, a big thank you for being a faithful participant. If you have not subscribed to my channel, you are missing out on some good stuff. If you are watching by way of YouTube, click the subscribe button at the right bottom of your screen so you won't miss out and be notified when new episodes are posted. If you are listening by way of a podcast, please, I encourage you to subscribe to my channel on whatever platform you're using to stream so you too can stay up to date on with the latest and the greatest episodes, right? Now, do me a favor. Share this with your family and friends so that we can all walk through with purpose in this lifelong journey of, let's say it together, making life happen. Now, today, I'm excited about this topic. I want to talk about fear. Yeah, fear is something that is useful when it comes to keeping us from danger, right? But if it is gone unchecked, it becomes immobilizing. So when you are immobilized, we can't move. We can't move beyond certain points in our lives and in certain areas of our lives. It's as if you don't want to move either. Because why? You perceive there's danger ahead. It's like being stuck in cement. Your feet are just stuck, grounded, hard, not moving, not really want to move. Now, I'm pretty sure that most of you might, that know me, pretty much think of me as a little daredevil, right? Sometimes. I even consider myself to be a little daredevil. If I want to do something and you tell me no, that word no becomes a challenge. If I decide to do something or I want to do something and to have someone to tell me no or I can't do it without good cause or reason, see, that becomes a challenge. Now, I'm not talking about anything crazy like jumping off a mountain, of course. Unless, you're talking about zip lining. Now, I have to admit, I will do that because that's quite fun, actually. I did that off a mountain in Costa Rica a few years ago. But no, what I'm talking about are things that involve making life enjoyable, fun, and exciting. However, there is one area that I had a stronghold of a struggle. And that was the area, and continues to be sometimes, the area of having my heart broken. Once you have been disappointed, you know, and had your heart broken, that pain is extremely crippling. So let's talk about it. Let's take a few moments and let's talk about it, right? We all have at some point experienced the pain of heartbreak. If you have not, Keep living. But we cannot allow that pain to immobilize us, and keep us stuck to the point of missing out on what God has for us, right? I'm not talking about the pain of just one type of relationship. I'm talking about the pain and the heartbreak of every kind of relationship. Now, have you ever had a friend that you thought would be your friend for the rest of your life, but something happened and you now have become frenemies? Do you have family members that have betrayed or wronged you in some way? Now you are no longer speaking and have become estranged. I don't know of any family that has not had something happen to them like that at some point. Do you have in-laws that are now outlaws? Okay. Now, what about that other relationship where we gave our hearts, minds, and intimate emotions, thinking that we were going to be loved and we were going to be in love for the rest of our life? But for whatever reason, the relationship took some wrongful turns and crushed, literally crushed your ability to love and give yourself emotionally to someone else, or try it again. I wait. Can you relate to any of these situations? You can? Okay, I thought so. I thought you might. Now, again, having given your heart to people only to be disappointed by them. Yeah, right. Say it with me. It's devastatingly crippling. But there is hope. There is healing. And there can be restoration. Even though it may not feel like it, you can. You can. And you will love again if you choose to. Deliverance is for the decided, I heard someone say. You've heard me say that before. But it's going to require something of you. It will. It will require your willingness to try again. Put your dukes down. Stop fighting. No. Did I just hear you say no? I'll never. Or I heard that thought. I heard it was loud. I heard it. But guess what? The reason why I heard it, because I've said it. I've said that too so many times. As a matter of fact, I wrote a poem about my pain. Yeah, that's how I used to deal with things. I would write, journal, do a lot of that. I wrote a poem about it. You want to hear it? Okay, here it goes. This poem is entitled, "The Day My Walls Crumbled." As a child, much was lost with an element of joy being stolen from me. I once began to think a life without joy was how it was going to be. I began to build walls that would hide and protect while keeping me sealed within. You must understand, the world is a cruel place, and with it, I didn't want to contend. So I began to build these walls using every hurt and pain to fortify them brick by brick. As my suffering grew, so did my fortress. And the walls grew thicker and thick. Just when I was about to complete the decorating and put on the finishing touch, I heard a quickening voice say, "All right, Satan, enough is enough." I heard a mighty thunder, a foundation. The foundation was weakening and my walls appeared to be crumbling. But what in the world was going on, I thought. The voice spoke and said to me, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For your weakness, I am made strong." I thought to myself, who is this? And what am I going to do? He spoke to me again, saying, "Peace, be still. Don't be alarmed. I'm here. I'm not here to harm you." My walls were no longer stable, and in a moment, they began to crumble. An opening appeared, but I was afraid to walk through for fear that I might stumble. A bright light began to shine through that opening, but I still didn't know what to do. Again, I heard this voice saying, "Come out, my child. It's not safe in there. Come out and let me lead you." This presence was bright and very strong. With fear and trembling, I could do nothing but bow. "You can come out," he reassured me again. And again, "Really, it's okay now." "Who are you?" I asked. "And what could you possibly want with me?" He said, "I am that I am, the one who created you. Your purpose has been written within your destiny." Come along with me, daughter. There are hidden treasures I have been waiting for you to see. But first, I want to remove the bandages so you can freely walk with me. You can trust me, he said, I promise. Your life will never again be the same. Squeeze my hand and hold on tight while I anoint those scars that cause you pain. Cast all your cares on me. Your safety is not hidden behind emotional walls. I will protect you from every weapon formed against you, and no more harm will come to you at all. So I took a chance and decided to trust in the one that spoke to me. He then gave me a book of letters he had written and let me know he had written them just for me. As I continued to read these letters, I realized just who he is, what sacrifice he made, and what being in love really means. He said, my life for yours was worth what it costs for you to be redeemed. I asked him, why would you do such a thing? My life was hardly worth giving up so much. He said, you see, my child, that's how much I love you, and I would do it again if I had to. So with each passing day, I'm learning to trust him more and more. Now, instead of walking into walls every which way I turn, my Father has placed before me an eternal life through Christ Jesus, who is the open door. Let me tell you, after having given your heart to people again, where you get hurt, you start to build emotional walls, right? This poem speaks to the walls that all of us build when we have been hurt. I'm not telling you something that you don't know. I'm simply presenting you with the mental imagery. We build walls to keep people out, but understand, they not only keep people out, but they also have the ability to keep God out as well. I got to know one of my closest friends during a time when I had gotten severely wounded and was fed up. I was really fed up with being let down by friends. Some of you can relate to that. And what I did was I wanted someone to just discuss things with, especially when I was learning the Bible. She knew so much about the Bible, and I knew that I could trust her to help me, and she wouldn't give me any fudge and all this other stuff. She would give me straight scripture, not her opinion or anything like that. She would walk me through the scriptures. So I used to call her just to get advice. And during that time, she was at the same place in her life of being wounded that she didn't want any friends either. So whenever I would call her, her husband would say to her, your friend is on the phone. Oh, she told me she would get so mad at him and yell and say, you stop calling that girl my friend. So she also let me know later that she was trying to reject me. She didn't do it right. But I wasn't getting it. I can even remember her telling me she wasn't looking for any friends. So in other words, in her own way, she was trying to push me away. But because I wasn't looking or trying to have her as a friend either, her rejection and her trying to push me away went right over my head. Now, here we are, years later, guys, years. And we laugh at all of this. We laugh at it so much now that it's hilarious. She is one of the most precious and truest friends I could ever have in my life. She is someone I never thought to ask for. She is totally and truly a godsend, right? But if we had both continued in our pain and unwillingness to try, we would have never gotten to experience the beauty of how our relationship has blossomed over the years. So we had to let down those walls in order to let each other in, right? I would not trade this chick for all the tea in China. I love me some her. And that wouldn't have been possible without God's help. That wouldn't have been possible if I was not willing to let those walls down, right? So the thing about it is, God uses people. And it is through people that he wants to bless our lives. We are not created to be islands. We need each other. And I don't want you to miss out on some of the awesome, I mean awesome. I have had some awesome experiences. Don't miss out on those experiences because of fear to love and embrace relationships due to past hurts. Veronica, why are you messing with me? I'm glad you asked. Because in order for you to make life happen, you will have to get beyond your fear of being hurt. Is it going to be easy? Not at first. No. Nobody wants to put that guard down. Nobody wants to put that pseudo armor down. That pseudo armor, yes. But it's not going to be easy at first, but it'll get easy over time, right? And if you continue to do the necessary work, I can also tell you not to look for the magic wand. Not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It really is. Why? Because it took time to get this way. It took time. I am sure some years for you to build your emotional fortress. Okay? Therefore, it's going to take some time to tear them down. Think about it. Think about what the poem said. You take every pain and you fortify a brick. You make a brick and you fortify these walls. And you're building these walls and you're compartmentalizing these things. So every brick in that wall represents a pain. It represents a tear. It represents a rip. So just imagine you have this beautiful four walls built around you. But with God's help, all things are possible. And we can get rid of these walls, right? See, here's the problem. Here's one major problem. We have allowed ourselves to trust people. And that's how we got hurt. We trusted people. We put our trust in the wrong place. God never told us to trust people. He teaches us to love them. I'm going to say that again. We are to trust God, the God of heaven, with all our hearts. Then, when we do that, he will teach us how to love the people. See, people are going to be people, and people do stuff. People hurt you. That's why Jesus had to hide himself. People are just going to be people. Guess what? My best friend taught me that. I wouldn't have never got to experience that had I not allowed her to teach me and let her in to teach me that, right? So we put our trust in people when we should be putting our trust in God. I will never, ever trust a human. Okay? Hear me. Hear me well. Hear my heart. I will never trust a human. I don't even trust myself. I let myself down all the time. So do you. How many times have you failed or cheated on your diet? Tell the truth. See, we let ourselves down all the time. We have good intention. Now, this is not an accusation. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm just using this as an example, as a point that we all, every one of us, have good intentions to do and to be. But we fail ourselves daily. But thank God for Jesus. Right? So the first step is being honest with yourself, admitting that you are not okay. Your heart is wounded, it is hurt, it has been broken, and you have maybe often, if you tell the truth, you've been suppressing it because you don't really want to show people your vulnerability. Really don't want to show people how broken you are, because we are afraid that people will take advantage of our pain, right? Let's just be real. Then we must make a conscious decision to do the work of getting healed. That's what's going to take time. That really is. So give yourself some grace. Don't rush yourself. It's just going to take time. And when that layer comes off, you're going to find another layer that we've suppressed. When that layer comes off, you'll find another layer that we suppress. So this is years. It's just like an onion. It's going to come off in layers. And so give yourself some grace. Forgive yourself. We can get through this. Now, this is going to require some letting go of the four walls that are keeping you encapsulated. The wall of denial. That's number one. Think about a room. It has four walls. The wall of denial. Then you have the wall of pride. Then you have the wall of anger. And this is the big one, the wall of unforgiveness. A lot of times we're walking in unforgiveness and we don't realize it. We don't. I can't tell you how many times I've got popped and rebuked by God because he's like, that's unforgiveness. You need to get it right. Anger led to that unforgiveness. It did. Then it led to pride because I'm like, nope, I'm not doing this. No, I'm not bothered by that. Nope. Pride. And pride, we know, comes before destruction. All while in denial of my emotions because I did not want to show my vulnerability. I know that you all are relating to this. So let's just be honest, right? If these things go unchecked, listen. They will become strongholds. A stronghold is a fortress. Think about a castle, a strong, one of those old castles, right? They got those huge, tall brick, fortified walls, fortified, you know, a castle behind that the soldiers couldn't even get behind there. Couldn't even get behind that steel gate. That stronghold, those strongholds, unforgiveness, denial, pride, unforgiveness, they become stronghold, which builds a fortress. And some of us have been behind our fortress for so long that we don't even recognize that we have become imprisoned by them. Yeah, we're sitting in a prison behind these walls and we don't even recognize it. It's just like this. I'll use another example. If you put on your heaviest coat right now, you will notice it because it's foreign. And it's probably heavy. But if you wear that coat long enough, you won't even realize it that you have it on anymore. Wear it long enough. Or put something weighty on you and wear it long enough. You will become so used to it that you don't recognize it's there anymore. So, you know I have a challenge for you, right? I do. Over the next 7 days, look back at every situation you can remember, every situation that has caused you pain, whether it's current or in the past. Then let's get with God, our creator, the one who made us, the one that knows what makes us tick, the one that knows what's in our heart better than we do. Ask him to show you how that pain has affected and is currently shaping the way you view relationships. Now, when you ask that question, be honest about what your heart is feeling because it's going to feel something. It's going to feel some things. You may try to push it down. You may just try to suppress it again. You may try to put it back in this compartment. But listen to what your heart feels and what your heart is telling you. Then be willing to work with God. Take the necessary steps to allow the potter, because he is the potter, has you on the wheel. Allow the potter to heal those broken places and put those pieces of your heart back together again so you can try again. Because you know what? He's got something great for you. You have a desire, but you're too afraid to admit that you have the desire because you're wounded and you're hiding behind fear, the fear of being hurt. See, you can do this. That's your challenge for this week. I believe in you. You can do this. You got this, I promise. If these episodes have been a blessing to you, please contact me and let me know. I really want to dialogue about it. You can contact me at info@trainerb.com. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. If you have any upcoming events and would like to book me for a conference, seminar, workshop, or just come and speak to a group, let me know. Reach out to me at info@trainerb.com. I am always and will be always about making life happen. And if I can assist you in your goals toward having a more productive life, y'all know I'm here for it, right? I am down with it. I'm here for it. Listen, this is your girl, Trainer V. Do not forget to like and subscribe my channel. I will see you next time.